We're talking today with Ron Scholer with the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. Put your peanut hat now on, Ron, and let's talk a little bit about this 2017 crop. I know you were anticipating a few more acres being contracted, and everything I'm seeing from the weekly crop ratings showing that we're doing really well so far.
We certainly are. We have twice as many acres as we had in 15, which would be about 50% more than we had in 16. So that's a really good news story. We see peanuts in fields where they have not been in a number of years. That means those fields are fresh. That means that that's going to help a lot on pest control, or lower weed populations, lower disease pressures. So that's a good news story. The peanuts went in really good shape in May. We had good weather. We had some moisture. The crop looks really good. And, of course, all of our acres in Oklahoma now are irrigated, and we don't have those problematic dryland fields that we had in the past. The crop is looking really good.
Now, for the peanut producer in Oklahoma, it's just almost imperative that they do line up that contract before they go into the field.
Yeah, there are no wildcat peanuts anymore, if you will. They're all contracted. There's no place to market them, no way to market them if you don't have a contract. That continues to be our concern, is getting more contracts for our growers. We would grow more if more contracts were available. Very thankful for those that our growers got this year, but we're hoping for more in the future. We can produce. We had near record yields last year and record quality. We've had two great harvest years in a row. So that also contributed, along with other factors, to why we put in more acres. There's a lot of enthusiasm out there for the peanut industry again. We're not where we were, but we're not where we're going to be, is the way I like to couch it.
And I guess one of the selling points for Oklahoma is that it does kind of hedge the bets of some of these companies, gives them another geographic area to make sure they get the peanuts they need.
Absolutely. Things like hurricanes and bad weather routinely hit the southeast, our southeast neighbors and our Virginia, Carolina neighbors. And we want to be more than the 911 call center for the peanut industry. We want to get back more to where we were before. They want us to. So we'll see how that goes. But we're optimistic that we'll continue to be a player. We believe that's the case.
What are the primary? I know we've got obviously different classes of peanuts, types of peanuts. What are we primarily growing these days?
Well, we're growing the mix of runners, Virginias, and Spanish. We made our mark years ago, over many decades, as the primary producer of Spanish peanuts. Spanish peanuts are not quite in as high a favor as they were at one time, that we still grow a lot, and we're growing a very excellent variety developed by USDA and ARS, USDA, ARS, and OSU, Olay, where we have a lot of acres of that Spanish variety. But we're also growing runners and Virginias. We've become an important Virginia producer, again, because they have problems back in the VC area, Virginia, Carolina area. So we're growing all three types.